Good afternoon, everyone. I am Choi from Korea University. Today I'm going to talk about malicious URL detection and type identification approach. This is a collaboration work with Bin from Microsoft Research Asia. Okay, this is the outline of my talk. Okay, more and more our lives are spent online, searching, surfing, shopping, and connecting with your friends and coworkers and family. And also more and more the needs for web security are increased. Knowing the trustworthiness of web link plays an important role in the web security because adversaries have used the web links as a vehicle to deliver attacks. Malicious URLs have been increasingly used over the years and to perform various cyber attacks such as spamming, phishing, and malware infection. A common countermeasure is to use a blacklist of malicious URLs, which can be constructed from various sources, such as human feedbacks. The blacklist-based approaches are highly accurate, but not good for new or unknown URLs. Moreover, the very nature of exact matching blacklisting vendors is easy to evade. There are several existing solutions, such as finding malware infection URLs by executing the crawled binaries from the website and running on a virtual machine environment, and some rule-based and machine learning-based approaches are proposed. However, they are mainly focused on detecting a single type of an attack, and there are critical issues in machine learning-based approaches what are highly effective and discriminative features, and other features are hard to evade or not. So in this research, we aim to detect and categorize malicious URLs, including spam, phishing, and malware infection URLs, using six groups of various features. We design our features to be robust against some evasion techniques. And our mechanism applies machine learning approaches such as SVM for detecting malicious URLs and Lakehill and MLKNN for identifying attack types. This is first study to classify multiple types of malicious URLs. We provide a rich set of highly effective and discriminative features. Many of them are novel and unique. We use same discriminative feature for both detection and classification tasks. And some of our features are robust against known evasion techniques. We have developed six groups of 53 features for the classification. We select lexical features from the textual pattern of a URL, and DNS features acquired from a DNS server, and web page content and natural features by visiting the web page of a URL, and link popularity features can be retrieved from searching engines. Basically, we design the features to show discriminative properties from various aspects of malicious URLs. From these slides, I'll explain the details about our features. The first feature group is the lexical feature group. We have 10 lexical features. Most are targeted to detect phishing attacks. Like this, some of the features are useful to detect a specific type of an attack. Anyway, this is exactly what we want, because effective on some attack types, but not on other, are desirable to distinguish their attack types. Here you can see some statistical features. And our system maintains pre-compiled black domain list of spam and phishing and malware infection URLs and hit ratio list by calculating the ratio of second level domain name and hits in a specific type of black domain list. This ratio is actually a priori probability of a URL to be specific type of an attack. The brand name feature, brand name presence feature is a binary feature that checks whether a given URL has a keyword of brand names, like, for example, it's eBay. Next feature group is the link popularity feature. These features are come up with a simple intuition that malicious links are hardly indexed by normal users, so that they have a smaller number of in-links than benign URLs. The in-link count is called link popularity, which can be retrieved from searching engines. We use 5 different searching engines. Among the link popularity features, last 5 features are developed to detect malicious URLs which have intentionally manipulated their in-links. The link manipulation is normally done by SEO. SEO is searching engine optimization. In particular, the black hat SEO is the technique used to get higher searching ranking in an unethical manner to distinguish such link manipulated URLs. We designed 5 features such as the link domain link ratio, distinct domain link ratio, and max domain link ratio, etc. The distinct domain link ratio is the ratio of distinct a number of distinct domains that links to the target URL. And max domain link ratio is the maximum share of a single domain that link to the target URL. Link manipulated malicious URL tend to be linked many times by a few domains. Therefore, it resulting in a low score of the distinct domain link ratio and high score on the max domain link ratio. And we have found that the link manipulated pages tend to be linked by same type of malicious pages. Therefore, we design spam and phishing and malware link ratio each represent the ratio of specific malicious type that link to the target attack, a target URL. These are features derived from the web page content. We select 13 web page content features as shown in this table. Most of them are used by used in the study by Ho et al. Web page content features are mainly target malware infection URLs because many malware infection pages contains malicious script functions, iframes, and so on. The DNS information is also used in our approach. To get these features, we send DNS queries to the DNS server and extract some features from received the DNS answer packet. Malicious websites tend to be hosted by less reputable service provider. Therefore, the DNS information can be used to classify such malicious domain. FastFlux is a DNS technique to malicious website behind an ever-changing network of compromised hosts acting as a process to detect recently many malicious URLs use this technique. So we adopt these features to detect fast-fluxing malicious URLs, which are used in the study by Holtz et al. Lastly, we have focused on the network traffic when we visit a website of a URL. Because a URL shortening and redirection are widely used by attackers. Some of network features are designed to tell this search URL. We collected real-life URL data from various sources to evaluate our mechanism. Benign URLs are randomly selected from DMOZ and Yahoo open directories. Before testing, we verified the benign URLs by using the reputation searching engine. Will be described next slide. And by using all the features, our malicious URL detector produced over 98% accuracy and true positive rate, having only about 1% false positives and 0.8 for the false negative rate. We used popular SVM algorithm for the binary classification. We compared the performance of, and we also compared the performance of each feature group for detecting each attack type. As we expected, lexical features are effective for detecting phishing URLs, and web page content features are useful to detect malware URLs. We can clearly see in this figure that link popularity feature is the most effective feature group in detecting malicious URL. We also studied the effectiveness of the link popularity features for each searching engine. Google obtains a high false positive rate and all, because Google reports a partial and popular in-link information only, which have a high page rank score. Some malicious URLs which are not popular enough are reported to have almost zero rank popularity, so that they fail to distinguish as benign, I think. We also perform detection without the link popularity feature to test our system, whether it works on unfavorable situation that the link popularity feature become useless. For example, newly set up benign websites have a small link popularity score like malicious websites. So we do this test, and without the link popularity feature, our system still achieve over 91% accuracy. And we have 90% accuracy, about 90% accuracy in detecting link manipulated malicious URLs with our link popularity features. A malicious URL may launch multiple types of attacks at once. For example, a URL can be used for phishing and malware infection at the same time. Therefore, the classification of malicious URL type is a problem of multi-level classification. To perform this multi-level classification, we need to collect exact multi-labels for each URL. So multi-label of URLs are obtainable from both McAfee Site Advisor and Web of Trust. They provide a reputation of a submitted URL, including the detailed malicious types it belongs to. Both services report that about half of malicious URLs of our data set turned out to have multiple labels. We use two averaged matrices, micro-averaged matrix for evaluating the multi-level classification. We also use the rank-based metric, and using two different multi-level classification algorithms, which are Laker and MLKNN, we obtained about 93% averaged accuracy and 98% are rank-based precision. And this graph shows the effectiveness of each feature group for attack type identification. As you can see, no single feature group was effective in attack type identification. They all is an accuracy lower than 85%. So only the combination of all features group yield a much improved performance, like 93%. So let's talk about the availability of our mechanism. Because we designed our mechanism to detect malicious URL, even though they utilize evasion techniques such as redirection, link manipulation, and fast flux, our mechanism is robust against such evasions. However, some obfuscations such as URL obfuscation and JavaScript obfuscation can evade our mechanism towards a certain degree. We have a plan to improve our mechanism to be robust against such obfuscation. For example, we can use JavaScript deobfuscator to decode obfuscated scripts. One easy way to evade our mechanism is to use social network side to deliver attacks. Most of our feature will fail to distinguish social network side URLs because they do not have any discriminative features. But anyway, detecting social spams and social phishing is kind of difficult task and different from our out of our scope. So let me conclude our research. The goal of this research is to propose a machine learning approach for malicious URL detection and type identification. We collect various types of discriminative features and detect malicious URLs using SVM and identifying their types using Raquel and MLKNN. We achieved over 98% for detection and 93% for identification, type identification. The main contribution is of our study is we propose several novel and highly discriminative features which have provided some good performance and much larger coverage. And this is the first study to classify multiple types of malicious URLs known as a multi-level classification problem. Okay, this is end of my talk, and do you have any question?
Do we have any questions for the speaker? No. So I have one question for you.
Okay.
So obviously, malicious URLs on the web, it's to some degree an arms race like other security problems, like some other security problems. Have you, based on your experience, do you have any intuition of how frequently you'd have to either retrain your classifiers or how their effectiveness would change, might change over time as the web changes? Have you run any of those experiments or thought about that?
Not yet, but a very good question. For the real-time analysis, we should use online learning, as you can, as you just said. Online learning is we used in this research. We use batch learning method, and online learning is different from batch learning. Online learning can update their classifier for using the new input data. So this could, this will be appropriate in the real-time system. So yeah, using this feature is good.
Well, second author, I think I can add something right there. For the that the question you asked, for some of the attacks, especially malware, we found out that some of the attacks just last for a really short time, a couple days maximum, and most of them just a few hours. And that definitely poses a serious problem for this attack because it's hard to scan all of the web pages so frequently. So more or less, we just try to use this one as kind of pre-filter to find out, okay, some good ones and some kind of likely bad, whatever, and then we focus our resources on those bad ones and just scan much faster. We are kind of doing that way.
So I imagine that this system is somewhat tunable, like you could trade off the false positive rate for the false negative rate. And so I was wondering if you had a graph of that. So if, for instance, I wanted to catch links that were probably bad, but I was not willing to accept hardly any false positives, what would I get?
That curve, but he does not draw right there. We have this kind of curve, kind of trade-off between the false positive and the detection rate. Yeah, we have that. Just you can tune basically towards that really small positive, false positive. That's definitely is a concern. But in that case, the detection rate is kind of reduced. We have that curve. I doubt it's in the paper, but he did that. Okay, sure.
All right, let's thank the speaker again.
Thank you.